Just getting started up here.
D.B. Cooper was 43 when we first heard his name. 47 miles away from where he fell down to his fame. He told me that the hardest part wasn't really jumping out of the plane. It was spending the night watching police lights shine through the pouring rain. They had a manhunt that next morning like nothing I'd ever seen. I was only 8 years old at the time, watching on his TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now. Now the daylight had set in. But later that night, they were shining those lights back down on that mountain again. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watched those lights up through the rain for D.B. Cooper. Cops blocked off all the exit roads, yeah, they turned loose all of their hounds. They even dragged the river up a couple of times to see if he had drowned. With all those men working overtime, they swore that they would bring him down. But a parachute and a few $100s is all that they've ever found. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watch those lights up through the rain. Some people say that he died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. Other people say that he got away, but then his girlfriend did him in. Lawmen say if he is out there someday, they're gonna drag him in. As for me, I hope they never see old D.B. Cooper again. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watch those lights up to the rain. While light shines from my house out in the rain. A D.B. Cooper, probably drinking champagne, drinking champagne, drinking champagne.